Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
I love it. Spunk to the air. She's joining us on the John Schuster Goldbanger Hotline. Jessie Pierce from the Bar Down Beauties podcast joining us here on the Lake Show. Jessie, let's just jump right into this thing. Are the Minnesota Wild already in trouble this season?
I mean, you can't win the Stanley Cup in October, but you certainly can lose it, right? Like, there's that old saying, you know, last year you saw Minnesota Wild exceed expectations, came out hot, they were playing fantastic on the road, and now they can't score a goal or stop a goal to save their life. They're in a tough spot, Lake, I will say that. I don't want to get too downtrodden because it is early, but they've certainly dug themselves a hole in the league. They are seventh in the Central Division, which is already a very difficult division, and they are near the bottom of the Western Conference as well. So they need to start clicking. They need to get that win. You're hopeful that one win will kind of turn this thing around for them, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping, but I just, you know, and I was concerned even with week one. I said, I feel like, and I'm not trying to, you know, put a curse on this team, but it just feels like this team is going to be, that we're all going to be on the roller coaster with this team, meaning that from one week to the next, it's going to be, okay, we think this team is headed down the right path, and then the next week, this team is awful.
Yeah, it definitely is. That keeps with the theme of the inconsistency issues that they're having. They are not consistent from game to game. They are not consistent from period to period, which makes it really hard to form that identity that is so integral to a hockey team, so integral to a sports team, is to have that brand of hockey that you want to play in. Right now, Minnesota doesn't know what that is. Yes, they are missing Matt Zuccarello, but I don't know that Matt Zuccarello should be the key. He's not going to come back from injury and completely makeshift this team. It's up to the guys that are currently on the roster to start doing a little bit more and really start finding a way to get to the back of the net, to crash and get those dirty goals. You know, again, a lot of hockey still to be played, but the sooner they can turn this thing around, the better it's going to be for them, obviously, in the long run.
You know, in professional sports, a lot of guys get paid big money contracts, and the moment that they do, they kind of fall off. That is not the case with one Kirill Kaprizov.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not, right? You certainly would like to see him score every single night because that's what you feel $17 million a year will get you. But Kirill is doing everything all over the ice. You're seeing him get double shifted. You're seeing him out there for those big moments. And he's certainly proven himself 400 career points. And he sets a new record doing it in a shortened amount of time of games played here with the Minnesota Wild. So he's Kirill, right? I mean, he's still worth every penny. People can gripe and moan about it, but I think you need the superstar. And you need him to be doing the superstar things that he does. Now, again, he can't do it alone. He needs his players stepping up. Matt Boldy's done a very nice job. But beyond that, again, the inconsistency. You don't have the scoring depth to be able to really help and get these guys out of the slump.
When you look at this team and you look at the goaltending, I guess how would you evaluate it here as we started off the year?
Yeah, you know, it's not been bad, but it's not been great. You know, this is the type of situation where you're probably looking to your goaltenders to steal you a game because, unfortunately, there's been some defensive breakdowns, and unfortunately, the offense isn't clicking and scoring at the pace that you'd like them to. So you do look at guys like Filip Gustavsson or even Jesper Bellstedt to try to steal you some of those games, and they haven't done that. Again, I think it's been fine, and I'm not raising any alarms by any stretch of the imagination, but I'd like to see a little bit more from those guys, and again, maybe step up and help propel and get that victory for this team that can't seem to put the puck in the other net.
Okay, now, Jesse, what would you say has been the biggest hot-button topic on the Bar Down Beauties podcast between you and Kirsten lately in the last couple weeks?
Oh, geez, Louie. There's always something. There's a lot that we disagree on. Marcus Johansson's been kind of a hot-button topic for us in general, for the Minnesota Wild fan base in general, I feel. He's kind of that lightning rod, if you will, up on the first line. Scores 3 goals in 2 nights, which is incredible. But a player that's making league minimum, I think he's been a hot topic for us all season.
Another hot button topic, you're on the hot seat.
Oh, I was going to say, I forgot, was it the retiring of jerseys? That's been one that we are constantly getting hit up on, too.
Explain. I don't know what you're talking about. Tell me, help me out with this one.
Let me tell you, so this is an ongoing thing for the past few seasons, and I'd love to hear your take on this.
Okay.
The retirement of jerseys, right? I would argue that Minnesota Wild does not have any players within their organization that have done anything worthy of retiring your jersey.
Agreed.
The Minnesota Wild retired Mikko Koivu's number 9. They have the number 1 retired for the fans, which is a very Minnesota thing to do. So Kirsten and I are kind of on the same page where I'd rather see a Ring of Honor versus a jersey retirement, I think, for Minnesota. But they've already just chosen the path that they've gone down. But that's kind of what we go back and forth on quite a bit, too.
Yeah, I don't feel like we really have had anybody that really, for that specific purpose, could really go there. Like, I agree with you guys on this one. I do.
Right. Yeah, it's a Hall of Fame honor, I think. Like, if you were going to be in the Hockey Hall of Fame, then your jersey goes up there, and you don't have anybody within the organization that have warrants that. You could, Marc-Andre Fleury, Hall of Famer, but he hasn't been with the organization long enough to get that. That's a Pittsburgh thing. We'll leave that to Pittsburgh. Maybe Vegas, but mostly Pittsburgh. So, yeah, that's one we like to chatter about.
Yeah, we're talking to Jesse Pearson of Bar Down Beauties podcast here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. While we're on the topic of clothing and apparel, funny, you know, your guy does a TV bit every single week on Channel 9, but yet and still, we're 3 years in, he's got no hoodie.
I know. I need to. Well, I gotta throw our boy Landon at SodaStick under the bus because he's the one that holds the key to all my merch. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send a text immediately after I hang up this phone with you. We're making it happen.
Landon SodaStick, I think you need to put me in contact with Landon, too, because I need to talk about something else. Now, I'm dead serious. Something else that is nonprofit related, too.
Love it. He's all in on that.
Got you. All right, so Winnipeg tomorrow night, that is going to pose a very interesting that's going to be a tough one right there.
It was already going to be a doozy, and now Winnipeg's coming in off a loss to the Utah Mammoth Sunday night. Utah, an incredible team, as the Minnesota Wild found out on Saturday. They're fast-paced. You've got Logan Cooley, who Gopher fans are familiar with. Nick Schmaltz. That's a different one. Nick Schmaltz doing his thing, has Utah leading the Western Conference right now, which is a lot of fun to watch, unless you're playing them. But Winnipeg falling just short to them, that ended their win streak. So they're going to be coming in extra spicy, which, again, I love the rivalry between Minnesota and Winnipeg. I just wish Minnesota might be able to play a little bit closer to their pace, but we'll see tomorrow night.
All right, let me ask you a non-hockey-related question. Give me a random television actor or whoever, movie actor, that you had a massive crush on when you were younger that maybe has come up on your television screen over the course of the last month. And the reason why I ask is because today I just happened to be going through the channels and Yasmin Bleeth.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Popped up.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I was
Baywatch,
so.
Right?
Yes, I was so smitten with her back in the day. Woof.
I mean, I've got to go Mark Wahlberg. I feel like his shows are always up on my TV. But Leonardo DiCaprio was my number one. I wrote this man love letters, which is terrifying to think about back.
What?
When I look at it. But, oh, yeah.
Love letters?
Leonardo. Yeah, you know, not like really weird stuff. I was a little kid, but he was my guy. He had the bowl cut, you know, he had everything going for him. I watched every single movie he ever made, which includes like What's Eating Gilbert Grape, Basketball Diaries, Titanic, not just the blockbusters. Like I went down to his very beginnings, even Growing Pains when he was in Growing Pains. Like I learned this man was a true artist. And then, yeah, I'm too old for him now anyway. So
give me a 2025 Jesse Pierce new school crush.
Sam Hartman from the Washington
Who?
Commanders.
Oh.
Him, yeah, exactly. Who?
Sam
Nobody.
Hartman?
Yeah. He is a practice squad quarterback, but he is a beautiful, beautiful man. I am fighting for the Vikings. To
oh,
take him
man.
Up
this dude could
squad.
Model.
Right?
Oh, like, my goodness.
I mean,
he's got the.
Male he, could acknowledge that he is a handsome person.
Let me say this. This guy is a better looking Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yes, 1,000%.
I'm dead serious. And everybody loves Jimmy Garoppolo. This dude's a model type. He's only 26. Oh, man.
He's beautiful. And I discovered him. Let me tell you how I discovered him. Last year, so he played for the Commanders. He and Jaden Daniels and a couple of the guys went to the Washington Capitals playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
This man, Sam Hartman, did the Hollow Man, which is a thing that I learned in college as well, where you lift your jersey up over your head and drink a beer through your jersey. So this man does this on television. It goes viral, and I'm like, I don't know who this guy is, but he's got the flow. He's got the lumberjack look that I dig. He's at a hockey game Hollow Manning. I am all in, and then I just see more and more of him, and I'm like, yep, this is my guy. Our friend Dane Musitani agrees with me. He's like, I get it, Jesse. I get it. And I was like, I know.
So I'm going to give you mine real quick. I knew that she was attractive. I've never really watched much of her movies, but I saw a photograph of her today, and I was beyond smitten. Dakota Johnson is unreal.
I'm trying to think of brown hair. No.
Yeah, Dakota.
Yeah.
No, not blonde. Yeah, Dakota. That's her dad is Don Johnson.
Yes, and her mom is Melanie Griffith, I believe.
Yes.
Correct.
Well, what?
Yes. Yep.
Is it Melanie Griffin? Maybe it is. Okay. I'm not sure who mom is.
I think her mom is, yeah, I believe her mom is an actress, too. She was 50 Shades of Grey.
Yes, yes, which I did not see, by the way. But I know that's where she blew up. I saw a picture of her today, and I was like, oh, my goodness.
And she's funny, too. Like, I've seen some of her, like, visits on talk shows and stuff, and she's got a good little personality on her as well. So she's kind of the whole package for you, like.
Well, I know that she was, like, stunning in this 50 Shades of Grey because when 50 Shades of Grey came out, I was living in Kansas City, but I had a friend here, we'll just say that, and she was all about that movie. Like, I think there was, like, a 50 Shades Darker or something like a year or two after that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. Women were just freaking out about that whole, I mean, that was like, it was the sexual revolution going on.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to have those once in a while, right? Like, you got to get a little smut in your library.
I love it. I love it. Well, I appreciate the time, Jesse, and let's get a victory tomorrow night.
Let's go, buddy. Let's get it done.
All right, that's Jesse Pierce. Check out her fine work. Bar Down Beauty's podcast also does some fine work for NHL.com. Joining us here on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.